Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Tropical Storm Barry will likely become a Category 1 hurricane before it makes landfall in Louisiana this weekend. Joining us on our news line from just south of New Orleans is CBS News correspondent Manuel Bajorquez. Manuel, tell us about the conditions and what are you seeing right now?
Well, right now, things are pretty calm weather-wise. It's a sunny day here, which is a bit different from yesterday when there was that flash flooding in New Orleans proper. That was a fresh reminder for people of what a deluge can do here. And, of course, all the officials are saying that even if this is not a direct impact from what is now Tropical Storm Barry, there could be other impacts as far as just rainfall, but also storm surge expected to go up the Mississippi River. So there are concerns from some residents about the levees. At this point, the Army Corps of Engineers have said that the levees are expected to hold, that they revised the crest, the forecast crest, to 19 feet, which is a foot lower than they thought yesterday. So they are confident. But, you know, this is New Orleans, and after Katrina especially, a lot of people are nervous about what could happen.
Will this be a big test for levees that were beefed up after Katrina?
Absolutely. There were $14 billion spent to retrofit some of the levees in this area. And while some of them, are definitely stronger than they were back then, there is a concern that they may not have been tested that way since then, and that we'll find out exactly how they hold up. Again, the officials here are saying they believe that there will not be a breach, and they don't believe there will even be any overtopping of the levees. But with that, they will also remind people that there are so many variables here that the path of the storm could still change. If it lingers for a long time, of course, then you have more rainfall to deal with. And if the storm surge is much more than they're expecting, then there could be other issues. So they are remaining confident, but cautiously.
In our last few seconds, what's happening in New Orleans right now? Is it business as usual? Are people getting out?
Well, some people are still cleaning up from the flash flooding that happened yesterday. Those storms were unrelated to the system in the Gulf currently. So you have a lot of people stocking up. We were up at a Target earlier stocking up ourselves. And as you might imagine, the water is very quickly being sold out as far as other things like bread and supplies that people are used to picking up when there are storm events like this happening. So that should be an encouraging sign. People have been asked to shelter in place if it comes to that. So at least it seems like some folks will have supplies to last a few days.
Thank you, Manuel. CBS News correspondent Manuel Bajorquez in Plaquemines Parish, just south of New Orleans.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.